Charlie's on the mend from his hip replacement. Every day he gets better and better. It's a marvel to see him bend down and put on his socks by himself. He's doing physical therapy a couple times a day, plus he takes a short walk. Without Scamp, of course. That's because Scamp can be a little unpredictable, especially when he sees another dog. He only weighs 14 pounds, but that fur on the floor is a powerful thing. The hardest part for Charlie is the nighttime, especially at the beginning. He just couldn't get comfortable. No position seemed to work, so he dreamed a lot. I'll let him tell you all about it. The dreams I have. So I'm watching the Sox, Chris Sale pitching. Suddenly things get a little bewitching. Bottom of the ninth and we're down two. Bases loaded, there's nothing I can do. This big guy comes to bat. The game could be over just like that. Chris pitches him a curve, this beautiful arc. It looked like this guy could hit it out of the park, but the ball just disappeared. The game just stopped. It was all kind of weird. Everyone was looking around. The stands went quiet. You couldn't hear a sound. Such is the nature of the dreams I have since surgery Monday passed. The dreams get stupider every night, each one dumber than the last. I'll have some dream, get up to take a leak. I haven't had a good night's sleep all week. Soon as I leave this medicine behind, I'll be sleeping just fine. Oh, I'll be sleeping just fine. Next, you know, I'm out on the lake, fishing in the shallows, half awake, when something whooshes in the sky like a meteorite, no lie. It splashes down right beside the boat and up to the surface. I'm watching it float. I grab the ball and it says this, "Get well soon. Love, Chris." Such is the nature of the dreams I have. They're all of the nuttiest kind. Soon as I leave this medicine behind, I'll be sleeping just fine. Oh, I'll be sleeping just fine. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.